This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. Happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody out there. Now, I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. By the way, that includes the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That includes our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center guys who've got the day off because it's a federal holiday. That includes our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Also, the Amazon warehouse folks and the Amazon drivers out there delivering the packages. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, Captain at an S, America, all lowercase. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take a look at all the different things we have to offer over there. And, oh, by the way, if you can't hear the program anywhere else, it is streaming live over there right now on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, joining us right now, I think he may be in the frozen tundra since he just told me he's up in Chicago. But joining us right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
Yay. And they are not going to stand out there very long. Boop, there they go. See? It's cold out there for these folks down here.
Yeah, they don't know nothing.
I know. I've been watching the weather, and I know what I know, and I know where it's coming from going to. Now, you're kind of in a window up there where you're at because everything looks like it's north of you, which is good.
You gotta cross your fingers these days when winter's afoot, but I know in the panhandle, it's in the teens. Yep. Where I am up in Chicago, it's actually a little bit warmer. But that'll change in about an hour.
And Richard Daley's rolling over in his grave right now going, I told you.
Well, that's just because of Lori Lightfoot.
Okay, well, okay, gotcha. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I got to tell you, you got to give it to Kevin McCarthy. He is playing his A game right the way I thought he might, and you might too, for that matter. But he believes the Democrats are going to agree to cap government spending to avoid a U.S. debt default. He wants to discuss the idea with President Joe Biden. Now, Republicans are now in control of the House, of course, and they've threatened to use the debt ceiling as leverage to demand spending cuts from Biden's Democrats. So they happen, by the way, to control the U.S. Senate. So what's going to happen here? Are we going to have a confrontation again?
Well, there has to be a constant confrontation. The Democrats have never indicated that they want to pull back from spending. They've been doing spending at historic levels ever since Biden took office. I mean, ridiculously record levels. So McCarthy is going to have to be in this confrontation mode if they want anything done all the time. And when it comes to this, I know they passed a resolution, passed a bill to defund the 87,000 IRS agents, funding for the 87,000 IRS agents.
Yep.
But he's going to have to tack this onto that because the Senate will never do anything about it. Biden will veto it, even if the Senate did. So when you have opportunities like this, you've got to attach everything that you want to reverse to it. And that means confrontation all the time for the next 2 years because we don't control the Senate. We want something. We have got to hold leverage wherever we can. So anything they want, like the debt ceiling, anything they want, more spending for, let's say, Ukraine, anything they want, we have to attach things to that give pain to their agenda. This is a perfect example. So we really shouldn't crow for the next 2 years. We've got our work cut out for us just to tread water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm glad he's doing this, but he's got to keep it up 100% of the time.
A lot of people are not aware of the fact that George Soros is playing a very large part in what's going on right now in America. They don't believe this stuff. But George Soros is not just giving money to Democrats. He's giving money to people on the Republican side of the aisle, too.
No, everybody wants to believe that he's a Democrat. Does he vote Democrat in the United States elections? Yeah, he does. Of course he does. But he's got an agenda. And the agenda is a globalist agenda. And whether you like to believe it or not, we've got globalists on the right side of the aisle. You know, they may be wearing the GOP colors, but they want to advance a globalist ideology. They believe in this globalist kind of melding of everything. So, of course, he gives money to people on the right side of the aisle.
All righty, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. He's live on location up there in Chicago, basking in the warmth. We're down here freezing. I'll be right back.
Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Sabato. Before we get back to him up in Chicago, we will remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, which means Moss Nissan. That's Moss spelled M-E-U-S, mossnissan.com. Check them out on their website and find out what the You Serve, You Save program is all about. Because with their locations in Crystal River, with Newport Richey, the flagship station there, store with, at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, the all-new Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville, State Route 50, right there by the expressway, the toll road, just inside that, about 100 yards to the east. You'll find out what they're all about. They will tell you very quickly, and you'll save a bunch of money. You'll get all sorts of stuff up there, including free oil changes for the life of the vehicle and tire rotations, too. And, of course, everybody that I just mentioned, the You Serve, You Save program, you'll be afforded some great, great, great savings. So check them out, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, it depends on what neighborhood you're in.
Yeah, I can see. I can see clearly now. The fog is gone, or the rain is gone, or whatever it is. But anyway, I can see clearly now. So let's move on back here to Joe Biden, who went to the Ebenezer Baptist Church to speak during a service honoring Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, of course, today is Martin Luther King's birthday, and a lot of people alive today, the younger kids, they don't even know what it's all about. Not sure they'll be told what it's about. You never know. But Dr. Martin Luther King was a good man. It's a shame he died way too young. He was a good man. He meant well. He had some great ideas. And had he stayed alive, I don't think we would have had half the problems we had today.
No, probably not. But, you know, the key thing that he said in a speech that everybody should listen to today, it's not that long, and it's a landmark speech, is that We should be judging people by the content of their character instead of the color of their skin.
That's right.
And that is something that was pounded into our heads when we were in school.
Yeah.
And especially during the 60s and the early 70s. And the fact that we have moved away from that with race baiting zealots, with their ideology coming out of academia of all places that are pushing critical race theory. It's a slap in the face to what that man did,
yep.
Which was to spearhead the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right up until this is the obvious part about it. Right up until the Obama administration, the races were melding off of what Martin Luther King taught and preached.
Right.
Until Obama, nobody was saying that there was a systemic racism problem here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we got our first half-black president, all of a sudden, racism was as bad as it was going all the way back to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've got Joe Biden in office, you would think that slave ships were running from Africa again.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to Dr. Martin Luther King. Let's stop with all this race-baiting BS that these opportunistic race hustlers are peddling.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at people for the content of their character and not the color of their skin, whether you're trying to capitalize off of it or not, because
mm-hmm.
that's not cool. It really isn't.
Well, Ebenezer Baptist Church is the church that Martin Luther King used to preach at, but now Senator Raphael Warnock is the pastor. And the church was embroiled recently in a rent scandal during the midterm election campaign. And that just didn't seem to stop Biden from going. But Biden gave remarks honoring Martin Luther King. And then Biden being Biden, he wasn't able to speak without lying to the audience. He had largely a black audience, so naturally he pulled out his old lie about being involved in the civil rights movement and marching the streets with Dr. Martin Luther King in Selma, Alabama.
Yeah, that's just egregious. That's just egregious.
Yep.
I mean, Biden's known for the gaffes that he makes, but this bald-faced lie really can't be allowed to stand. Because this is the kind of opportunistic BS that really does kind of create a divide between the races. People who remember the civil rights movement, it's an insult. To what people did if they were active in the civil rights movement, to claim that you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like saying, well, I was with Neil Armstrong when we stepped out of the lunar lander onto the moon. That's how egregious this is, because it took a lot of courage to march in Selma. You literally were marking yourself for action against you by the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't messing around back then. You know, so to say things like that to inflame a divide just because you want to aggrandize yourself, that's the lowest you can get when it comes to race baiting. That's worse than Warnock, who's actually into the CRT BS.
Yep.
You know, so Biden really should, his own people should be calling him out about this. It's one thing to tolerate his embellishments, and this has been going on his entire political career.
Correct.
You know, he's got fidelity to the truth like a shyster used car salesman, and that's an insult to used car salesmen.
Yep.
You know, but we've got to start. He's the president of the United States. Enough. Enough. And Democrats, you should be embarrassed by this.
Before I go to the telephone call, I'm going to make mention of one fact. In the military, in a combat situation, we could have cared less who was standing beside us, whether they were red, pink, green, whatever they were, as long as when we all got out of the ambush situation we were into, which happened a lot, that we were all still had toes and fingers and were alive and weren't bleeding, and I didn't care. None of us cared. So let's go to the caller here.
Here's the bottom line. If you're looking at someone and judging them because of the color of the skin, you're an ass.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's go to the caller right here and find out what the caller wants. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric. Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Real quick, one statement regarding the Obama administration. Back in 2013, that was the 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech, and there were crickets coming out of the administration during that. I was raised.
There are today. There are today.
Right. I'm sure there are other people just like myself grew up in a home. It was always content of character, not color of skin. And with that said, this question's for Frank. I have my opinion, but I'll leave it up to Frank to this question. Last July, the Biden administration shifted its foreign policy publicly to focus on racial equity and diversity. Okay, that's number one. Last week, Secretary Blinken met with people in Canada affirming their commitment, and it was one step below a treaty that was signed that said they're going to focus their business models and government intergovernment cooperation on racial equity and diversity and inclusion. That's what they're going to focus on. Now, President Biden just came out of Mexico meeting with, you know, the three amigos down there, so to speak, and they signed a joint statement,
all right,
a Declaration of North
Let's
America.
Let's let Frank answer because he's got less than a minute.
Well, considering everything that's going on and with, you know, the Martin Luther King Day today, just get his opinion.
All right.
Frank,
thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Frank.
It's the continuation of the balkanization of the United States, and it's expanding it into North America completely.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you talk about, whenever Democrats or the Biden administration talks about racial diversity and inclusion and things like that, they're dividing up the people into different demographics. And when you can successfully divide the people up into different demographics,
mm-hmm.
you can cobble together coalitions to achieve 51% during elections. That's the only reason the left continues to divide the country today,
mm-hmm.
is to be able to cobble together enough votes to always maintain power. If they can use the political rhetoric to inflame 51% of their side in anger or fear, they win.
All right, my friend, here comes the music in my ear. I'll let you go, and we will talk to you again on Friday morning.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Stellato, guest, undergroundusa.com. Check it out. Find out what he's all about. You're going to like it. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday called for the federal government to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelming city officials throughout America.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
The Democrat mayor was in El Paso this weekend to survey the border and meet with his counterparts to discuss how the crisis is impacting the community.
We expect more from our national national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
House Republicans are seeking 2 years of visitors' logs from President Biden's Delaware home as part of a push for more details about top-secret documents that were found in Mr. Biden's home and his Washington, D.C. office. Wildcard weekend in the NFL wraps up tonight as Dallas travels to Tampa Bay. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. And we appreciate you contributing to the program the way you guys do. Don't forget, we also appreciate the fact that everything that transpires in this day and age in which we live is done pretty much by the computer. And if you're relying on banks, let's say today you got a bank transfer going on, or you got maybe you're getting paid or whatnot. Now, they could be, your bank transfers and whatnot could be delayed by one business day in observance of Martin Luther King's birthday. So if you were supposed to get paid, let's say, today, it'll be tomorrow. It's that simple. Because the banks aren't around to do anything. They're taking the day off themselves. Just thought I'd throw that out there for what it's worth. But it is what it is, and don't worry about it. Everything else is fine and hunky-dory and all that good stuff. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take regularly, have been for over nine years now. I take it for one simple reason. It works. The problem that I have, it takes care of. And last night, yesterday, the problem was my right shoulder was killing me because I've got arthritis in it. I broke it a few years ago in the line of duty. And it got to hurting really bad with the cold air and whatnot. And I took a pack in the morning, didn't quite cut it, took a pack at lunchtime, kind of took care of it. But then I had to take another one last night when I had my dinner. Because it was still aching, and the pain went away right after that. And that's not uncommon for something like that to happen. But it went away. I haven't had a problem with it all night long. So how about that? If I hadn't had that, I probably would have taken a handful of Aleve or whatever. But thank God I don't have to do that anymore either. So just think about that. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website. Go over there, try the 1995 3-week quick start that's over there. You'll be glad you did. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Save you some money, save you some pain, save you some grief. And it does all of the above. Does everything it's supposed to do. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Now, in surveys this past week, according to the Rasmussen polls, this is what America told the pollsters. President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 47%. Now, it stayed at that level for the past, I don't know, 3-4 weeks or whatnot, so I don't expect it to go up much higher, but that's probably where it's going to be. And let's also mention that voters overwhelmingly believe that there is a crisis at America's southern border. And they do blame, in fact, Joe Biden for that and the mishandling of the immigration problem altogether. They believe that Donald Trump was doing a good job on the border. Well, duh. Duh. And there you have the rest of the story. Now, the beginning of Congress was delayed last week by the historic 15-ballot fight to elect Republican Kevin McCarthy Speaker of the House. Voters were divided at the time over McCarthy or his opponents. They said that they weren't sure who was more to blame for that delay. But when it comes to what the nature of the future holds for President Joe Biden, voters are largely divided amongst party lines. Now, half of the voters disapprove of the $1.7 trillion spending bill that was rammed through Congress last month, and a majority agree that there is a disaster coming for America with the passage of that bill. We'll soon know, won't we? Now, with the new session of Congress underway, voters are somewhat optimistic that things will get better, and a majority are convinced that President Joe Biden should tell Congress to go ahead and lead. Makes sense to me. How about you? Now, economic confidence decreased to 93.6 in this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index, moved down more than 3 points, lower than December. No surprise there. And while many Americans think the National Football League needs to do more to protect players, a majority approve of the league's handling of a recent high-profile injury, namely the one involving our Damar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills. By the way, there is a report out there about Damar that he plans to attend the Bills game this coming week. It's a home game. He would have been there Sunday, but he just didn't quite feel up to it yet, so maybe he'll be there this week. Definitely would give his team some inspiration, and the fans and the national audience and everybody, to see him there. That would be like a shot of adrenaline. So we'll see. And finally, 34% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. To me, that's about 30% too high. But that's just me talking. I don't know if it's going to stay that way or not, or what the deal's going to be, but it certainly leads for a lot of interest, to say the least. Now, I've had a request to review the rules package for the 118th Congress, I can't do it all in one segment because it's so long, but I will do it over the course of maybe a couple of days. That's what I thought of when I gave it some more thought last night. I told the person I'd get back to him on the radio. So, Sherry, this is for you. I will start with this right now, do a couple of minutes, but this is going to take a while to go through because it's not just, you know, abracadabra, here I am. So let me mention what the first item is. Any single member can now offer a motion to vacate the chair. That means the speaker's chair. That's number one. That was the one thing that they wanted the most to get in there. They were talking about maybe making it 3 or 5 members or something like that, which would have been different than what it was, but this is way different. And it is what it is, so I don't have any problem with that. And I don't think anybody else does either. They thought that people would take advantage of that. I think that was directed predominantly at Matt Gaetz when they said that, but that's just me. Now, the select subcommittee to investigate the weaponization of the federal government has already been appointed by the speaker, and they're currently operating. Reinstating the Holman rule, the measure that allows amendments in appropriation bills to slash the salaries of or fire specific federal employees or cut off the specific programs, was also part of this. Votes on energy, abortion, and IRS funding bills were also included in this. And, of course, the latest is the vote on the debt bill. That's what's coming up here next, probably. We'll see what happens there. Most people are saying nothing. To me, I would love to see something done about it, but again, what are they going to do? What are they going to do that most of the rest of us know they can't do a whole heck of a lot? So that's just me. And I'll get into more of it during the rest of the week. And Rick, Uncle Rick, I don't know what she stated or sent me here. I see what this is. This is something that's... This, my God, Rick, this has got to be what? 100 pages long? Holy smokes. All right, well, we'll see what I get when I get it. It is what it is. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Patrick Hyland, the sports guru, coming up. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. And before I get over to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by our old friends Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They're just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and see the gang at the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Otherwise, as I said, just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, to tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, that will probably get you a pat on the back, might get you a cup of coffee, could even get you one of those free pastries that they like to hide in there. So that's 941-922-2345, and that would be Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, over to the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Great football game last night.
You think?
The Cincinnati Bengals survived, advanced to play the Buffalo Bills. They beat the Ravens 24-17. What a ball game. Very, very unique wild card Sunday, Captain. You know, with the Bengals barely coming through to beat the Ravens, the Bills barely beating the Dolphins, and the Giants, you know, very small upset, the Vikings. And just a great weekend. The Vikings, now, amazing. They were 11-0, Captain, this whole year in one-score games.
Yep.
But yesterday, that's when it hit them. It's hard. You know, that's the thing. You know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And keep barely winning games, eventually it catches up to you. And it did yesterday. So now the Giants will take on the Philadelphia Eagles. And also, now the Bills will host the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep.
Kind of unique, Captain. The game that got canceled now will be, in essence, replayed. And we'll see how that turns out. And the big game tonight, Captain, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be facing the Dallas Cowboys.
That's going to be called the Ice Bowl.
Ice Bowl, that's funny. It'll be a nice night. It won't be perfect, but it'll be nice. It'll be good football weather. It'll probably be in the 50s when we kick it off. And it'll be fair for both.
Well, somebody forgot to tell them to turn the heat on right now, didn't they?
You're not kidding. For in Tampa, Florida, to be in the 30s and 40s.
Or lower to the north.
Yeah, exactly. Our friends up in Jacksonville, we pulled off a miracle Saturday and came back from a 27-0 deficit, Captain. Congratulations to the folks up in Jacksonville. Now they have to go up to Kansas City, though. I don't know if that's a present or not. So good luck to them there. But see, this is what we talked about, Captain, yesterday on this show, and you popped in and we spoke in reference to on any given Sunday, and you just don't know if teams are looking ahead. So we shall see if were the Bills looking ahead to take on the Bengals. And that's what it seems to be. That's why they barely beat the Dolphins. Will they be ready to play the Bengals? I think they will. And I think Kansas City will take care of business against Jacksonville, even though I know a lot of people in Florida, and I'd love to see Jacksonville pull off the upset myself, but I don't think so. We're going to have that Kansas City-Cincinnati game, Buffalo game. I don't think Cincy will beat Buffalo, but again, they could be on a roll. They didn't look sharp last night, Captain. They won the game.
No.
They didn't look sharp. So, and they might have been looking ahead, too, though, because they were down to their third-string quarterback, the Ravens. So, anyway, that's how it is. I have to do a shout-out for LeBron James, Captain, real quick. He did become the second player to reach 38,000 points last night, so we'll give him credit for that. And then in golfing news, I know we don't have a big golfing audience, but for the people who like it, Kim, he finished real strong there in the Sony Open out in Hawaii. He came on strong, Captain, and won. So very, very exciting ending to that tournament. So that's how that all transpired. Do you have any thoughts and feelings on how it's going to turn out tonight between the Bucs and the Cowboys, Captain?
I do, but it all depends on the first series of plays between the Bucs and the Cowboys. If the Cowboys come out and just go smoking it down the field, look out, Bucs. And I mean look out, Bucs. If the Bucs come out and score a quick touchdown, and then the defense kicks in like I think they could and shuts down Dallas early and gives the Bucs a chance to score maybe a second touchdown or even a field goal and gives them a chance to get up by a couple of scores, then I think they've got a chance of winning the game. If they don't score first and they don't score more than once, I don't think they're going to pull this out.
Yeah. No, very good points, Captain. They won, first game of the year against Dallas.
Yes, they did.
Tampa Bay, 19-3.
And they knocked what's-his-face out of the game with a broken thumb.
Yeah, Prescott got hurt in the game, and that changed the complexion of it. And so we shall see, what happens tonight. I'm looking forward to the game. I think it's going to be an exciting one. I credit the NFL for doing the right thing. Now, here's another second part to that question, Captain. If Tom Brady loses tonight, does he retire? Does he come back to the Bucs? There's rumors he's going out to Vegas. What do you think will occur?
He will not retire. He's too vain. He still thinks he can play. He'll go to another team. Yeah, it could be Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'll tell you, Captain, you just said something really profound there. Don't be vain. And what I mean by that, folks, is look, you might think you're okay on your insurance, And maybe you are, but if you're not, it behooves you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. You hear me with the Captain Monday and it's Dan Friday, and the people who listen to the show on Sunday from 11 to 12 on the sister station, flagship, good old Tampa Bay's AM 860. They can catch me and listen to me talk sports, but during the week and even on weekends, I help out people with their insurance needs, and a lot of people, you know, don't have the best plan for themselves, Captain. They don't do the research. They think they're okay. They don't bother with it, and they can be saving a lot of money. But if you don't, give me a call at 813-966-1052. I saved a husband and wife last week, Captain, over $1,500 a year in pharmaceuticals because all they had to do was go to a generic or go to a different brand, or there's companies out there that have better drug prices than others, okay? And there's also companies out there who give you more money back on your Social Security check, your Part B refund. But if you don't take advantage of them and sign up for them, you'll never know. So, and the doctor's too busy and his staff is too busy to help you out when you go there. So you got to get a trained professional insurance gentleman such as myself. So, again, Captain, you know, I've helped you out, helped out several other friends. Love to help out people every day. That's what it's all about. And just give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. A lot of people are off today because of the holiday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. And, you know, I'll be available. So if you're at home listening to the show and just kind of hanging out, give me a call. We'll talk for a few minutes, see if I can over the phone, see if I can be of assistance. I might be able to tell you immediately I can't, or we're going to have to sit down over a cup of coffee and discuss it. Captain, I look forward to seeing you at Mission Barbecue tomorrow for lunch. I am going to be able to make it. And you take care of yourself today. God bless you. God bless the audience. Everybody's safe and sound out there on the holiday. And do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. So, Captain, thank you as always. Look forward to talking to you on Wednesday morning, sir.
All righty, my friend. See you then. Thanks, okay, bro. Thank you. That's Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And, of course, we always look forward to talking to him. In the meantime, we got something coming up here. I'm going to see if I can get it in here. On Wednesday, I'm going to be down in Lakewood Ranch. Here's where I'm going.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and thank you very much, folks, for tuning in tonight, listening, and chiming in. The chat room's been busy. My private messages have been busy. We've had a lot of comments. I'll go back to those of you that I need to respond to. But right now, time for me to go. Hope you get warm quick. And remember, it's all about we the people here. God bless America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.